Text 2. You will hear a family discussing their travel plans.
Before you listen to text 2, read questions 3 and 4 now. Listen to text 2 and answer questions 3 and 4.
Look! Plane tickets, Mom said. Benny and his sister, Joyce, could not contain their excitement and rushed to see the tickets. Mom set them down and gave more details. Their grandparents had invited them over for a short holiday in Malaysia. Your grandpa and grandma want you to let them know if you like what they have planned for you, Dad said. When they arrive in Malaysia, it will be Monday. After their flight and drive to their grandparents' home, they will need a good night's rest. On Tuesday, they will go to a durian farm before heading out to the ice cream factory. In the evening, they will enjoy a seafood dinner at the beach. On Wednesday, they will visit their uncle and aunt who live on Penang Island. They will go to the zoo with their cousins. They will stay in Penang until the end of the week. It will be more sightseeing and some shopping there as well. They could buy gifts and souvenirs like t-shirts, fridge magnets, and keychains. Do we have to go to the durian farm? I would rather spend more time in the ice cream factory watching how ice cream is made, said Benny, who could not stand the stench of the pungent fruit. Well, the durian farm belongs to a good friend of your grandpa's, so he wants to introduce his grandchildren to his friend. Don't worry, because it is not durian season yet, we will not be eating any durian, explained Mom. Mom, can we go to the ice cream factory first? Asked Joyce. She said that if they ate lots of ice cream right before dinner, they could be too full to enjoy the seafood delicacies. It made good sense, so her mother agreed.
Question 3. Which of the three lines shows the route the children will be taking? Question 4. Which picture shows where the children will have fun with their cousins?
Listen to text 2 again.
Look! Plane tickets! Mom said. Benny and his sister, Joyce, could not contain their excitement and rushed to see the tickets. Mom set them down and gave more details. Their grandparents had invited them over for a short holiday in Malaysia. Your grandpa and grandma want you to let them know if you like what they have planned for you, Dad said. When they arrive in Malaysia, it will be Monday. After their flight and drive to their grandparents' home, they will need a good night's rest. On Tuesday, they will go to a durian farm before heading out to the ice cream factory. In the evening, they will enjoy a seafood dinner at the beach. On Wednesday, they will visit their uncle and aunt who live on Penang Island. They will go to the zoo with their cousins. They will stay in Penang until the end of the week. It will be more sightseeing and some shopping there as well. They could buy gifts and souvenirs like t-shirts, fridge magnets, and keychains. Do we have to go to the durian farm? I would rather spend more time in the ice cream factory watching how ice cream is made, said Benny, who could not stand the stench of the pungent fruit. Well, the durian farm belongs to a good friend of your grandpa's, so he wants to introduce his grandchildren to his friend. Don't worry, because it is not durian season yet, we will not be eating any durian, explained Mom. Mom, can we go to the ice cream factory first? Asked Joyce. She said that if they ate lots of ice cream right before dinner, they could be too full to enjoy the seafood delicacies. It made good sense, so her mother agreed.